KQED News, I'm Ariana Prail. The Biden administration is seeking to suppress a report looking into longstanding sexual abuse at an East Bay federal women's prison. KQED's Sydney Johnson reports.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons shut FCI Dublin down this spring, shortly after a judge appointed a special master to investigate the prison's history of sexual abuse and retaliation. The special master's report hasn't been released yet, but the feds are already saying that it's flawed and invalid and violates the Prison Litigation Reform Act. They want to keep it hidden from the public, according to court filings. FCI Dublin faces nearly 60 lawsuits over sexual assault and retaliation, including a class action lawsuit on behalf of the 600 women who lived there at the time it shut down. Prison officials are asking the judge to dismiss the class action suit. I'm Sydney Johnson, KQED News.
The U.S. Supreme Court overturned a Ninth Circuit ruling this morning in a decision that's expected to have major impacts for responses to homelessness in California and the Bay Area. The High Court's conservative majority found that cities may issue fines and jail people for camping on public property, even when alternative shelter is not available. The lower court had ruled that such enforcement amounted to cruel and unusual punishment. The Supreme Court's majority opinion by Justice Neil Gorsuch cites San Francisco numerous times, noting the city's arguments that its efforts to address homelessness were severely constrained by the previous ruling. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in dissent that punishing people for homelessness who may have no option but to sleep outside is unconstitutional. I'm Ariana Prail, KQED News.